Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From a cat that has reemerged recently into the jazz world, that was veteran pianist, composer, and lyricist Dave Bass with the tune Swing Theory off his 2019 CD called No Boundaries. So he's a bona fide great American success story that reads like a riveting biopic script. The Cincinnati kid began piano lessons at 7 and shortly after graduating high school, played in bands that opened for Captain Beefheart and Alice Cooper. He was soon accepted into Boston's Berklee College of Music, leaving after just a few months to study piano. He learned in the Russian technique, a unique tool for tone production and musical articulation. And it was during the 70s and early 80s, living in the Bay Area, that Dave supported his growing family as a full-time musician. He was immersed in a vibrant San Francisco jazz and Latin music scene. He led his own group, playing often with friends like Bobby McFerrin. And then in the mid-80s, after a random slip and fall on the way to a gig, it caused serious damage to his wrist. Doctors said that he probably would never play again. And with his beloved music career no longer an option, and with a wife and young daughter to support, he went to the UCLA School of Law and started his legal career in 92.
Yeah, you might as well break the legs of a figure skater.
Man alive.
That's, yeah.
But the beauty is that things turned around for him. He got a rendezvous in 2005 after a 20-year absence from the music scene. He got an invitation to play some impromptu solo piano during a private party while the band took a break. This led Dave to being invited to local jam sessions. In fact, we caught up with Dave here at the show. It was a great talk, and he talked about that love of jazz he has.
For me, the jazz, it's just you're able to do really anything with it. And then you have the joy of experimenting in person with all the other cats who you're playing with. And seeing what can happen. I think some of that magic, it's been called lightning in a bottle. Many different phrases try to describe that special feeling when the stuff really comes together.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves their piano players. From Charles Williams to Mark Lowry, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Giving you the keys to the keys and more here on our jazz journey.
And I'm the gatekeeper.
That's right. So one of the most influential albums in Dave's collective jazz consciousness was John Coltrane Live at the Village Vanguard, circa 1962. So as we get into the song, softly, as in a morning sunrise, listen to Dave explain.
I can tell you the first jazz album that really grabbed me, and that was Coltrane's Live at the Village Vanguard again. That was the one. It was Alice Coltrane playing piano. He had stopped playing, even though he's playing my favorite thing, you didn't always recognize it. And I was young when I heard that, and it just completely blew me away. And it, sent me on that path where I was entranced by the avant-garde scene. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino. He plays great music, and this is Dave Bass telling you that you can't go wrong by listening to Neon Jazz.
That was the bright modern-day bassist Avashai Cohen with the 2019 song New York 90s off his CD called Arvoles, meaning trees in the ancient Ladino language. So he started performing in public in 1988 at the age of 10, playing his first solos with a big band and eventually touring with the Young Israeli Philharmonic Orchestra. From there, he would go on to work with Israeli folk and pop artists in his native country and appeared on TV early on and arrived as an experienced professional musician when he took up a full scholarship at the Berklee College of Music in Boston. In the late 90s, he was living and working in New York, and the rest has been history. After a 2 or 3 year hiatus from recording because of a lawsuit, brilliant pianist Errol Garner filed against Columbia Records for releasing certain recordings without his consent. He got back to it, and the album that he did, one of them, was Dreamstream, and this is the title track off a 2019 reissue. We love Errol, so dig it.
Hey, this is Lawrence Hobgood, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was St. Augustine, Florida-born organist and pianist Doug Karn with the tune Free For All off his 2019 album by the same name. This guy's stuff is scant, but it's great material. He studied oboe and composition at Jacksonville University. He recorded several albums on the Black Jazz Records label during the 70s, and they are all archived as cult classics. Now he's back, and man, this cat can swing.
Cool. You know, Mitch Miller was an oboe player.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Of Columbia Records.
Oh, yeah.
Along with being a director, conductor, head kahuna for the label, he was also a concert oboist.
You know, if you really want to get it out, getting on an oboe is probably the way to go.
You may think the oboe may be barely breathing.
But yeah. It's huffing and puffing.
It's huffing and puffing, especially with this fella.
That's right. So speaking of, John Christopher just gave me a CD, a Benny Goodman CD. And speaking of the topic, we both share the same mindset here. From the master clarinetist and band leader, the king of swing, here's Benny Goodman with Be Myself as John Christopher and I continue to share airwaves.
That could be the worst advice you give some people.
That's right.
This is Brandon Robertson, bassist from Tampa, Florida, and you're now listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMino.
Thank you.
That was Emmy-nominated director and notable upright electric bassist out of Tampa, Florida, Brandon Robertson, with the song The Next Thing to Come off the 2019 CD Boats, an acronym called Based on a True Story. So he was a member of the popular Florida-based jazz trio, the Zach Bartholomew Trio. The trio had the prestigious honor of being a part of the exclusive inaugural band for the governor of Florida, Rick Scott, in 2011. And aside from being an active musician, he's also an advocate. He teaches, he puts on workshops. He's a busy cat, and we caught up with him here at the show. He took a minute out, and we wanted to know what he gives a crowd during a live show.
Here's always been my take. Every time I put on a show, I like to perform from the standpoint of I want you to get to know me. So I'm very hands-on with my shows. If you come to a Brandon Robertson show, what you're going to find is get to know Brandon, but you're also going to get to know why the music that I write is in reflection to how I present it.
One of the cats that really left a mark on Brandon was double bassist Paul Chambers. Man, he's one heck of a player. Here he is with the tune Reflection off a 2013 Jazz Collection. As we listen, hear Brandon talk about Paul.
First album that I listened to was Miles Davis, kind of, you know, hearing how Paul Chambers plays on that record with Jimmy Cobb had a huge impact on me, you know, like in terms of like how I understood the role of the bass in jazz settings.
Thank you.
everybody. This is Gordon Goodwin, leader of the Big Fat Band, and you're listening to Joe DiMino on Neon Jazz.
That was saxophonist, flutist, and clarinetist Craig Bailey with the song What Would I Do Without You off the 1995 CD A New Journey. So he emerged in the 90s to become one of the most inventive and significant reed players of his generation. A native of Cincinnati, we heard that earlier on, he moved to New York in 85 and worked with the big bands led by the great Charlie Persip, Slide Hampton, and the great Ray Charles. From the legendary jazz saxophonist, clarinetist, trumpeter, composer, arranger, and bandleader, man, this guy did it all. Benny Carter, joined by his orchestra. This is the 1941 tune, Back Bay Boogie, as we dance towards the end of this hour of music together. Kansas City loves
Dad.
Oh, it's a long, long time from May till December. But the days grow short when you reach September and the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. And I haven't got time for the waiting game. Few
That was the old school big band leader with all of his bravado, Les Brown, back in 1939 with September Song, sort of an ode to that month that's gone by on this first show, October 1, 2019, show 616. It just keeps on flying, John Christopher.
Les Brown and his band of renown, you know who gave him that name?
Who?
Bob Hope.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All the things we just don't even think about.
Uh-huh.
I love the nuggets. I love it. Our final cut on this hour comes from the brilliant trombonist and composer Ryan Keberle, leading his own band called Catharsis with the tune Despite the Dream. That's the way it works, man. Off the 2019 CD. We're going to reverse it here with The Hope I Hold, and sometimes that's simply all we have. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the proverbial man behind the curtain.
Dropped his phone again.
Did it again. The Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's for you.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
One ringy ding, two ringy ding.